Welcome to the Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Enjoy fun and amusing ways to nurture relationships with insights on improving vision for a brighter future, expanding value with gained wisdom and increased vitality through legacy living. Live your best life now with our host, the dancing motivator, Penny Lee Prevost.
Well, thank you so much for that introduction, Carl, and welcome to Friends Friday Fun. It is, of course, the best day of the week because on Fridays, I make it a point to be extra special nice and touch people's hearts in a positive way by doing random acts of kindness or just reaching out and calling a friend that I haven't talked to in a while. It means a lot to people when you connect. Today, I have the opportunity to talk to actually a young person, and she is someone I've known for her whole life. She's the daughter of my cousin, Jerry Barnes and Natalie Klima. And we are going to have a conversation about collaboration because I believe that really there are four C's that play a huge role in people's success. And the first one would be make a commitment. The second one is communication. You have to talk about it and share it with other people who will come along and help you. The third C is community. So having a community of people that will support you and help you to get to where you want to go. And finally, the fourth C is collaboration. So Taylor is actually 13 years old. She's going to be starting grade 9 this year, and she is going to be going to École Secondaire Catholique de Castleman. She has attended Saint-Viateur School in Limoges, the same school that my children went to, and she has been in dance for many years. Since she was 4 years old, she started her dance practice, and in the past 5 years has taken on as a competitive practice, and she's been dancing at Maison des Arts in the competitive dance team for the last 5 years. And one of her favorite forms of dance is hip hop. So already Taylor and I have something in common because I love to dance and I love music. And she actually loves concerts as well. And she had an opportunity to go to a concert that she was invited to up on stage to sing with one of her favorite artists. So we're going to have a conversation and find out from her what that's all about. You know, it's all about making friends. And that's what we're all about here, is to help people to understand the value of making connections, making new friends, not being afraid to, you know, reach out and talk to somebody that you don't know, because that will make their day. And we're all human beings and intended to be with other humans. So welcome, Taylor, and thank you so much for joining me, and happy Friends Friday to you.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so grateful that you agreed to speak with me. I'm finding that it's a little bit of a challenge. So it's nice to have people come forward. And so I'm just going to mention to you, if any of your friends might be interested after listening to this podcast, I would love to have a conversation with them. Or if the audience knows young people ages 10 to 20 that might be interested in having a conversation with me about one of the four C's for success, I'd really appreciate that. Now, Taylor, do you love to collaborate or what?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about some of the collaborations that you've already experienced.
Well, I have many situations of collaboration because I am going into high school and I play many sports as well. So regarding school, you have all my school projects that I've collaborated with. Like in science, we had this chair that we had to build.
Okay.
And we were four people, and sometimes we didn't always agree on what to do, but we just listened to each other's ideas and included everybody's ideas, and we had a really great success with the project.
Beautiful. You know, that's one of the things that's important, that, you know, when you pick a collaboration group of people to work together, everybody has different personalities and different perspectives and may not have the same ideas, but together you can work through. So I'm really glad to hear that, you know, you listened to everybody's ideas and then you were able to work on the project successfully together, because sometimes it's tricky to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what other projects did you work on as far as collaborating?
I recently, well, last year, was part of a volleyball team.
Okay.
And I realized I didn't think it would be that much of a collaboration, but it really is. It's very important when you're passing the ball and making just collaborating with each other, working together as a team to make the best possible attack against the other team to win. It's a lot of communicating with each other and collaborating and teamwork. So that was something, a new experience for me that I thought was very important.
I love it. And, you know, I realized too that a team sport is definitely a collaboration. And like you said, communication is really important in that respect, because you got to be working together synergistically to get the end result, right? So collaboration is two or more people that are working together towards a common goal. And of course, almost all sports have a collaborative component to them so that the team can work together synergistically, collectively, to get the desired result, right? So hats off to you for recognizing that. That's really cool. So tell me, any other collaborations? Because you said you've had many.
Yeah. Regarding, let's say, dance, because I've danced for a really long time, that is probably one of the biggest collaborations I've ever done. Since I'm in competitive, we do a lot of moves that are more difficult, like lifts and stuff. And okay. That you need a lot of trust for that, to be able to work together as a team and for the other person, other people, to trust you enough to be doing those lifts and everybody giving their 100% in the collaboration so that the dance ends up amazing.
Yeah.
So that was a really big collaboration.
Yeah. And I think that brings us to the idea of one of your favorite movie producers, I guess I'll call it, the Marvel films, right? And when it comes to making a movie, like, that is a huge collaboration, because look at all of the pieces that have to work together, you know, and you have a director and a producer, so that somebody is managing all of the different teams of people, really, because you'd have the actors, and then you're going to have the people that are doing the lights and all of the production of the stage. And, you know, there's just so much that goes into that, but just like your dance, right? And so tell me, why do you like Marvel?
I think it's just the amazing, like, side effects and just the element of wow. Like, there's so much detail that goes into making a Marvel movie. It's like, it's so cool. I love it.
It is. And I love the Marvel studios as well. All of the films that they produce. And I think I mentioned to you before we got on air is that I find it very interesting how they'll have one main character and have a whole movie about that one character, that one hero. And then they'll launch another movie where they have that one hero, but they bring in a couple of the other heroes that we already recognize or know, and they'll introduce sometimes a new character, and then that new character ends up having a movie all by themselves too, right?
Yeah.
So it's just unlimited.
Yeah.
There's so many possibilities. I love that you mentioned is that you love the show Friends. And I will tell you that the reason that I launched this podcast was to actually help other people make friends. As you can tell, I have no problem talking. I'm not shy to make new friends. When I'm out and about, I talk to strangers all the time. I love to get to know new people. So that's one of the reasons why I launched the podcast, but I also launched it so I can make new friends and make friends all over the world. And on a few episodes before, Elizabeth was on my show, and she's from Estonia, which is over near Russia. So interesting that I have the opportunity to talk to people all over the world and make friends. Just fills my heart to especially make new young friends like you.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me about the Friends show. What is it about the Friends show that you love?
I think what I like most about the show is that it's not focused on let's just say, the two main characters. Everybody has their own story and they're all equal in the show. And it's just an amazing friendship that I love to see.
It's a great example for people because that show was out before you were born. Yeah. So it obviously has sustainability, right? because even long after they've stopped making episodes, it is still running and it's still a very popular show. And it just goes to show you the bond between friends and how it grows and evolves. And it's not always perfect. There are situations and challenges that need to be overcome. But when you have friends, you know that you can count on them to give you positive feedback in order to help you grow as a person, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we have on our episode every week, we pick one of our Positive Attitude Zone talk cards. And I personally believe, Taylor, that attitude is everything. Yeah. If you agree?
Yeah.
If you have a positive attitude, you can get through pretty much anything. And it's really about understanding how to exercise that, because having a positive attitude is not something that comes naturally. It's something that you have to keep practicing to learn how to shift things that are negative into a positive. And so my business partner and I have launched this deck of cards called the Positive Attitude Zone Talk Cards. And I really find they're a lot of fun to get to know people, particularly my own family and friends, because it really gives you in-depth topics and conversation. And so the question that my business partner Liz chose last episode is, what can you do to help someone? So Taylor, that's my question for you today. What can you do to help someone?
I think to help someone, just be there for them. If they have any doubts or anything on their mind, be a person open to hear them out. You don't always have to just talk to them, just hear them out. Just be a friend to them, be there for them if anything they need. And if they need space, sometimes they don't always want to have someone with them. Just if they need space, give them their space and just be a good friend to them. Always be positive.
I love that. You are so wise, my dear. It's just so amazing. It fills my heart to hear how you speak and be open to listen. This is a big thing. And sometimes when people are struggling and having a hard time with things, they don't want you to fix it or solve it. They just want you to listen and be there as a shoulder to lean on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to keep that in mind too, to give people and respect people's space and their wishes, right? And so be able to be there for them. That's a fantastic way to help someone. So thank you for sharing that. Now you get to pick our question for our next episode. I'm having a friend who is a Nia trainer on with me. So you know I do a fitness practice, a dance practice called the Nia Technique. And it's a combination of martial arts, dance arts, and healing arts. It's been a real godsend for me. It's helped me in so many different ways, not just physically, but emotionally, spiritually. It's just amazing, the community of people and you know, finding those people that are of like mind. And so that's exactly what I have with the Nia Technique. And so Helen is a black belt in Nia because we work with belts like martial arts system. And she's agreed to come and talk about collaboration with me. So she's going to be on our next episode. So you get to pick her question. Now we've got actually five categories. One is purple, and the purple category is all about relationships. Then we have the blue category, which is about self-esteem and values. The green category is creative thinking. Yellow is forethought, and pink is reflective thinking. So which category would you like to pick from? Which color?
I'm going to have to go with purple because it's my favorite color.
Is it? That's awesome. You know what? It seems to be the most popular color because we only have two questions left from the purple category, and there's 10 questions per category. And you see, I launched season 2 in May. So we've gone through, it'll be almost 24 episodes for this season, and the purple only has two questions left in it. So which question would you like, number one or two?
Two.
How do you show someone you love them? Isn't that an awesome question?
Oh, yeah.
So Helen's going to answer that question on our next episode. How do you show someone you love them? And you get to help me wrap up our episode today. You know, it's Friends Friday Fun. And so we got to make sure we have fun. And I don't know if you've noticed, Taylor, but sometimes adults have a hard time fitting or weaving fun into their day. So we want to make sure they get to have fun. All right. So tell me what the joke is that you brought to the show for us today to wrap up this week.
We all know collaboration is usually the best option, but depending on the person you work with, sometimes we would rather collaborate by ourselves.
That is the truth, isn't it? So that's good. Thank you so much for that. And just to finish up with some final last words of wisdom about collaboration, Taylor, what would you like the listeners to take away from our conversation today?
I think the main thing about collaboration is just listen to other people's ideas and know what their strengths and their weaknesses are. Don't ask them to do something that they can't or they don't know how to do. And just make sure that with that, they could give their 100%. And if everyone gives their 100%, then the outcome is going to be great because, you know, everyone tried their best.
Absolutely. I just love that. Make sure that you know what people's strengths and weaknesses are, because yes, we want to help them improve their weaknesses, but in a collaborative effort, you want to bring all the strengths to the table in the moment. And so being sure to exercise that and recognize who's good at what and apply them to those tasks, because then it makes everything so much smoother and easier, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Taylor, for taking time out of your day. I know that time is very valuable, so I very much appreciate you having a conversation with me. I'm glad to call you my friend, because of course, all my guests on my podcasts are considered my friends and then some. Also want to thank all of the listeners for taking time to join us once again this week. And of course, I invite you to reach out to me either on Facebook. My partner, Liz, and I have a Facebook group for people who are entrepreneurs called Stepping Stones for Success. Would love to have conversation with you there. You have my contact information in the show notes. I welcome an email. If you want to give me a shout by email, would love to have a conversation with you as a new to me friend. Would love that. And of course, I want to make sure that I wish you all a very happy Friends Friday. Go out and touch somebody's heart. Today, it's all about us as human beings being with other humans and being extra special nice so that we can have a world where we spread smiles and kindness. And so thank you so much. I look forward to talking again next week with Helen Terry, who will be my guest, and we are going to have another conversation about collaboration. So thanks again and bye for now.
Thanks for winding down your week with our Friends Friday Fun podcast. Penny Lee is looking to make 1 million friends worldwide. To join her newfound friend fans, fire off an email to hello@pennyleeprevost.com or kick off your shoes and visit the Dancing Motivator Facebook page and drop by her website for more fun ways to live your best life now.